for you to ask tonight that the Lord will empty you of self and fill you with himself. Empty me of self and fill me with yourself. That every time I open my eyes, all I will see is you and eternity. That vanity will be off my life, and all that I will see is you and you alone. Like the disciples upon the mountain that opened their eyes and saw Jesus only. That everywhere I come, to be only Jesus I will see.
I have nothing.
Thank you, Jesus. Tonight is all about you, Lord. No man shall put his eye on any man. But Lord, like a son to the Father, we have come. We have come, Lord. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. Please play me on G. I don't know how tonight is going to look like, but tonight is a night for God Jesus. For those who care that only God and God alone will exist in their life and be the one who is the Lord upon the altar of their life, tonight is the night. For all who care that the world will not see me, but they will see my God. For all who care that the appetite of sin will die, and all that I will hunger for is the presence of God. That all that my heart, my emotions will pursue will be God, and that Him known to the whole world. Oh God, my Jesus, I love you, and I know that you are mine. For much pressure of life has beaten her left, right, and center. She lost everything. She has given everything over to God and decided she was going to live for God. In the place of worship, she turned to God one day and said, God, if you do not know that I love you by now, then you will never know it. Those are not statements made by eaters, by those who come for to give me, and bless me, bless me. It is a journey. I'm not preaching a sermon tonight. I'm only here as a servant of God to link you up to His divine presence tonight. That's what I stood here for. That's the assignment God gave me tonight. To stand and link you up to God's divine presence. Something that will live here with you to your house that will make you know that there is a God who satisfies all appetites. What the apostle have been talking about for the last 2 days is the reason why we have carnal Christians. And I tell you the truth, if you've pastored for a while, you know that carnal Christians have done more harm to the church than devils. These are your brethren who have refused to walk in line with the move of God. Who have refused to give over the appetite that they imported the appetite of Egypt into Canaan. I tell you the truth, you can't bind them because they are your brethren. For devils, if you tell them go, they will go.
But these are appetites from your brethren,
born again, strong talkers. But tonight, God is bringing a change on our appetite. God is only looking for somebody who will say, God, I lay it all down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a journey for some of you to begin tonight. For some of you, this is the altar upon which you have to drop it tonight. It's a journey. It happens to us in different ways. He's sharing his own. I went through mine one day, and pastor, I stood before the Lord. I said, God, if you decide not to bless me one more day, I will still follow you. And I know what it means to give and to give and to give and not have harvest. After I made the statement to God, and yet we followed. To hell with that Christianity that says, God, give me a husband or I get out of the church. Get out of the church and see if the church will not move. To hell with that Christianity that says, give me this day my daily bread or I exit the church. God is not meant for analyzation, it's meant for adoration. If at all you want to follow him, then this is the time. I don't know about you, but every time you follow God, there's something you must leave behind. Something you must leave behind. At times it's not comfortable. In short, always it's not comfortable. The appetite of man is so deep, it's like a bottomless pit. You will never satisfy it. If you are looking for satisfaction in that car, in that job, you will never have it. It's not a curse. Because God gave us everything. Everything, but he left satisfaction out of everything and put satisfaction only in his presence. Until you seek him, you don't find it. Until you seek it, you don't find it. And even those who go after drinking for appetite, to quench the appetite, who go after women to quench the appetite, I sat with most of them. I've asked them, do you like what you are doing? They said, no. But why do you continue? They say, I can't explain. It reaches a point where the devil holds you in the sack because of the appetite. But tonight we are breaking the circles. I said, tonight we are breaking the circles. Is there somebody who will say, Lord, I will follow you, no matter what it costs. If you decide not to bless me, I will follow you. No wonder the man called Job, the Bible says at the end of his life, he had even more than ever he had before. But ladies and gentlemen, it was not on the platter of gold. The man called Job was struck. All his children died. Everything he prided in died. Everything went. He came back to zero from hero. And yet he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. We read about the psalmist. Who said, why so downcast on my soul? Put your hope in God. The songs you sing, the songs of the psalmist are not songs that were sung in the palace. I want you to know. Why so downcast on my soul? Put your hope in God was not sung in the palace. It was sung when, after being promised that he was going to sit on the throne, the man called Saul, who was supposed to be a mentor, pursued after his life. And in the place in the wilderness where there was nobody, where there was no more friend, rejected, forsaken, something within him will not die. The purpose, the reason why we are created, the rhythms of the spirit kept coming on, and he expressed them in words, which are the psalms which we sing today. They were not sung in the palace. Let me summarize everything he has told you, because I told you I will not preach a sermon. Beware of these two things, because they will express your two hearts. They will express your true appetite, pressure and power. You will all go through. If you have not gone through it before, you are about to enter it. God will test you with pressure. He will test you with power. He will test you with adversity. He will test you with prosperity. Watch it. When you want to know the true state of a man, put him under pressure. When you want to know the true state of a heart, put him, give him power. It will reveal their real heart. But tonight, I don't know about you. I am asking the Lord to work upon my heart. To walk upon my appetite once again. Let everything that seeks after the flesh, let everything that seeks after that which you perish with this world, let them die. And let all I live for be for him. Let all I live for, let it be for him. My precious Redeemer, my Savior, my Lord. Oh. acting as the Spirit is moving.
It may be that this session of worship may be God saying for you to pray for something about your life, something in your life that needs to die. It may be that God may lead you to a time of worshiping. But let me tell you, tonight is not a dignified night. Thank God for those of you who have clothes on you that cannot be used to worship. I told the Lord several years ago, I said, God, I vow for your presence. As long as you put breath in my nostrils, I will worship you. I swear it, I will worship you. And I said, don't give me clothes. Don't even give me anything that I cannot use to worship you. Whatever it is that I cannot lay out your altar, don't give it to me. So for those of you who may be too dignified tonight, to take it rugged with God and say, God, something that hinders you from working, from making me what I was born to be, must give way. Oh, for those months, maybe this is not the night. But for those of you who say, God, there must be a definite God in my life that will cause every appetite that is not seeking after God to give way. Tonight is the night. My Savior, Redeemer, my Savior, my Lord, I love you.
Here is not as a result of what the preacher said. There is an eternal work that is working in the hearts of people right now by the Holy Spirit Himself. And I feel a call. I hear in my spirit a loud sound of a comeback call. A loud sound. I can hear like a trumpet. A loud sound of a comeback call. There are people here making a very specific call. There are people here who, as a result of the entanglement of your appetite has led you to a particular entanglement that has led you away from God. You still go to church, you still sing. It's not they call you brother, they call you pastor, whatever they call you. But heaven is saying, God is looking down and is saying, I can't find your identity anymore. God is looking down and is saying that a form has disappeared. is looking down and he's saying that the daughter has disappeared. I can't see her anymore. You know, the Bible says that the unrighteous shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous. But tonight there is heaven's calling. I hear a comeback home calling. Everyone in this altar, everyone in this upon this mountain, under the sound of my voice, and you know you're in the category I'm talking about, come hit this altar on your knees. Hit this altar on your knees and settle it with God. A heavy comeback call. A heavy comeback call. This is a sacred moment. This is a sacred moment. I'm not leading you to pray anything. Sort it out with God. God is asking me to step off his way and leave you with him. Sort it out with God. Certain things must die. Certain things must die. Not tomorrow. Tonight. Don't tamper with the atmosphere, please. If you need to sit down, just sit down quietly. If you need to sit down quietly. If you can still keep standing, keep standing. It's a sacred moment. It's a sacred moment. It's a sacred moment. It's a sacred moment. Sort it out with God. Listen to me. Nobody is leading you in any prayer. Anyhow, you know how to pray. Just sort it out with God. Sort it out with God. There are angels positioned, bringing divine instructions to people in this place. For some of you, it's a total turnaround. It's a total turnaround. Today is like one of those days you can call the day. A day you cannot forget. A day you cannot forget. Sort it out with God. Sort it out with God. There are many of you who are before me, who are before the Lord, kneeling down here. There are relationships that you need to exit. There is one of you who is before the Lord here. The person who led you to where you are, who led you to where you are right now, is as a result of a major need in your life that your elder brother has. And your elder brother, your association with your elder brother led you that far. I can go on and tell you all the things that you have done as a result of that. But I tell you the truth, the solution you cannot get in God, you will never find anywhere. The satisfaction you don't get in God, you will never find anywhere. Ask the Lord to satisfy you. Ask the Lord to satisfy you. Oh God, please play me on the strings. Here are your people, Lord. I stand off the way. Do what you said you will do in their lives. The work that only you can do. The work that the pastor cannot do. The work that the prophet cannot do, Lord. The work that the apostle cannot do. Lord, do it in their lives. Do it in their lives, oh Lord. Do it in their lives. Lord, do it in their lives, oh Lord. I stand up the way. Lord, I stand on the way. Lord, I stand on the way. Lord, I stand on the way. Holy Spirit, do your work. Oh, Holy Spirit, do your work. You are the one that leads us back to the Father. You are the truth and the hope of leading us. Oh God. Now listen to me. There are two more people who are seated right in this hall. That means you make things right with God. There are two more people seated right now in your heart where you are sitting. You are weeping. You are weeping. I'm hearing your there's an echo in heaven. Your voice is echoing in heaven. Say, God, you know I'm not what I used to be. There are two. I am sitting down. God makes it important enough to call you, then you know there is a purpose, there is a divine reason. Give this altar, those two people. Father, one, there's one more person.
You are the only living God that I know. You are the only living God.
Every other person, every other person.
Every other God, yes, you are the only living God that I know.
You are the only
for the all mercy, Lord. Show 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 mercy, Lord. Father God, the Lord, you said, if only your people were called by your name, shall hold to yourself. Your son is back to you, Lord. Heaven cannot hold against him. No. 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 Lord, the blood wins the battle. The blood wins the battle. The blood. The blood wins the battle. The blood. Church, the compassion of God is flowing. The compassion of God is flowing. Every covenant with darkness is broken. Every covenant with darkness is broken. Whatever has linked you with walk now to the past is broken. Apostle, please help me lay hands on these people. They need a touch. Yes, one of you specifically, you went to a point where you had to seek you had to seek a native doctor. You had a contact with a native doctor. As you hit the altar, that which you collected rose against you. But I tell you today, the blood has overcome. The blood has overcome. Never again will it haunt you. Even you know things are not be right. In your dreams you have been tormented. You know ever since that things are not be right. But today the blood rises against everything that has risen against you.
Thank you.
Business. Please don't look at me. Don't focus on me. Focus on Jesus. There's a strong presence of God that is in this place. And He has come to restore. He has come to satisfy your hunger. For those of you who care for those things that money cannot buy. The grace that money cannot buy. That which your money cannot pay for. God is giving it to you right now. Ability to love Him the more. He's taking away those erroneous desires. He's taking everything that does not please Him away. He's putting in you a fresh zeal for His kingdom. A fresh passion for His work. A fresh passion for His kingdom. Just go ahead and receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Maintain the sacred atmosphere. There's something that God is doing in this place. Listen to me. I use the word Shekinah glory of God. There is a glory of God called the Shekinah glory of God, the thick presence of God. I want for you to understand that God is everywhere, but there are some times that God decides to concentrate Himself on a particular place. That was what happened. When Jacob slept and woke up in a place, he had traveled all the while, not because God was not with him, but he woke up and he said, God is in this place and I knew it not. God walked into this place in a special, peculiar way. And He did that for some people. There are certain things that you will discover that in your life that will just check out. There are certain appetites you have struggled with, certain habits that you have struggled with. After this meeting, you discover that they are no more. There are things you have tried to break away from. There are things, a level of prayer life you have tried to enter into that you've not succeeded. After this meeting, you will discover that you are broken through. There are some of you, there are a lot of things in your life that there's one person that I see. Everything about you looks so confusing. It's just as if everything is falling apart. You have asked God, why? God, what is happening? You have had no answer. But tonight, God has coupled you back together again. Everything that you are looking for, I stand as a prophet to tell you that just the same way, like Saul went looking for his father's ass, and he found God, and God told him, go back, and every other thing is put together. Many of you will go back and discover that a lot of things about your life have been put together. In the name of Jesus. Before I drop this microphone, I had people who came here to rededicate back their life to God. Is there somebody under the sound of my voice who is not born again? You could be in church and not be in God. I found out that long ago. Every eye closed, all heads bowed. I'll pray this prayer, I'll pray a second prayer, and then I'll take my seat. If you are such a person, you have never before. This one's rededicated their life to Christ, but you have never before. Anybody like that, put up your hands quick. Put up your hands quick if you're in that category. I won't waste time on that. I want to believe I'm not seeing anybody. Amen. I want to do the last thing. One of the graces that God anointed me with is ability to be able to pray for the sick and see them healed, no matter what disease they have in their bodies. That is one anointing I know that is always present with me. And some years back, the Lord told me everywhere you go to make sure you pray for the sick. That's why I say that most of the times I minister, even if it has nothing to do with healing, I pray for people. Now, by now, you should know that healing is for the children. Children's bread. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God can give you His presence, healing is a lesser thing to His presence. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are sick in your body wherever you are. Lay hands on that place and put the other hand up. Please, Holy Spirit, I got to stop. You see, I wanted to pray now, and God showed me that out of the people lifting up their hands, two of you who lifted up your hands, that sickness occurred as a result of a demonic attack. I'm not talking about all this, whatever. You know it. It started as a result of something demonic that happened. A mysterious thing, that's what I mean by demonic. A mysterious thing that happened to you. As a result of that, from that point on, the sickness commenced. Two of you who lifted up your hands, step here. The two of you step here. Apostle, sorry, sir. You help me pray for them. You know the sickness came as a result of. Yes, sir. Okay, just stand there. Those of you who are behind there, you have a sickness in your body that has refused to go. You have prayed, you've fasted and all of that, and it's refused to go. Lift up your hands. Father, I stand in the office of the call. I bring every disease, every sickness, I bring them under judgment tonight. I bring them under judgment. Every bacteria, every virus, occupying the bloodstream of your people. The Bible said this is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and whoever, whatsoever shall attempt to defile it shall be instantly destroyed. So I bring to instant judgment everything that has attempted to defile this temple by virtue of weakness, diseases. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that every symptom in your body right now, let them disappear in the name of Jesus. Let the roots, be they bacteria, be they virus, let those bacteria die now in the name of Jesus. Let those virus die now in the name of Jesus. I bring the healing virtue of God to you right now. It brings you to a point of perfect health in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You foul spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, step out. Step out. Will you? Kateboshika balahade. He do seke dia. Ragadala baba bahasha dayaba. Sir, do you have pains? Okay. Something stands behind you that I saw.
You feel like you have been pushed sometimes.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Kademo Jadea. Brihita Kabateria. Rabba Shadekina Bozahadi. The Hedekuli Bahadehidi Zekidiaba. Rabba Katababaya. I stand in the office of the call. The strangers shall hear my voice and they shall flee from their hidden places. Jude de Bahada Bahada. Hatikoze. Step out now. In the name of Jesus. I command you. Leave it. Go. Anybody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I command. Let this dissolve now. Dissolve. This is not your dwelling place. Go. Instant. Go now. Go. You can't struggle. Run up. Go. Leave. I said leave now. Halaba, shut up. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Do what you couldn't do before. Father, in the name of Jesus, please stretch your hands and pray for this man. Stretch your hands and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you can. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you can. Pray, pray, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you can. Lift up your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. I command you, foul spirit, take off your hold. Every contact made, I cleanse by the blood of Jesus. And I decree right now, jump out now. In the name of Jesus, I release the healing gifts of God. Yes. Take God's healing power. Take God's healing power. Flush out everything that is not of God in this body. Now. Now. In the name of Jesus. Step aside from me, Mama. Receive that healing now. In the name of Jesus. It's gone. Father. Lema Shokataba, lift up your two hands. Ivra de Boskideya, Badekusha, Badekusha, Batekusi Piriga, Brandebu Boshadea, Brada Diye to Sukutobo. I command them now. Leave this body. Leave this body. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Shabedeo, Hoshadea. I apply the blood of Jesus over this temple. Rabatabaya Baba, the field. Come on. Something just left you now. Do you feel a relief? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. Lift up your two hands. Occupy this temple. And let everything that is not of you be permanently outside. Zuhi Tabalaba. In Jesus' name. You'll never find it again. Father, in the name of Jesus, Zahi Nemolo Shigadaya. Woman, the Lord calls you to a place of intimacy with Him. I see the fact that you have a lot of prayer requests. I see you in the place of prayer. You've asked so much from God. But the Lord said from today, focus on Him. The Bible says, go and read Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. We all read it severally wrong. We say, my Lord shall the Lord shall provide for all my needs. Is that what's in your Bible? No, it's not needs. It's singular. The Lord shall provide for my need according to His riches. Why did Apostle Paul make that statement? There's only one thing you need. Every time you find out that there are so many things around you beyond what you can solve, just know that there's one thing. Somebody say one thing. Not need, need. All you need is God. If you find God, every other thing will find you. Every other thing will find you. Dedicate yourself, for I see the fact that there is an altar in your life that is meant to be an altar of prayer. There is fire upon that altar that is burning. But you need to stand by that altar in the place of intercession. Intercession for your family. There are a lot of things that you need to uproot.
There are people who come directly after you in your family who need many, many things that you are bothered about. Even about your children. But let me tell you something. If you seek God, ask God to solve them. When you ask God to solve them, focus on God and God alone. When you place your hand upon God and embrace Him, let me tell you the truth. You will see a turnaround in your immediate family, among your children. You will see a turnaround. Father, in the name of Jesus, every open door, open doors that have been opened not by God, today I shut. And I hear, says the Lord, this scripture coming to my heart to say to you that the Egyptians you saw yesterday, from this meeting you will find them no more. The glory of God occupies your heart. The glory of God occupies your life. A new person shall God make out of you from today. But I see the fact that you need to dwell in the place of prayer. If you dwell in the place of prayer, you will discover that your eyes will suddenly be open. For your eyes are meant to see spiritual things. Your eyes are meant to see spiritual things. From today, the Lord turns everything around you. He turns them around for your good. Father, in the name of Jesus, occupy this temple, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you have been blessed? Healings have taken place. A lot of things have happened. Lives have been transformed. We'd like to have your testimonies. And I want to urge you, make Remnant Network a place for you to dwell. God is in this place. God is what? In this place. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55 that He gives bread to the eaters. And He gives what? Seed to what? Do you know that scripture? Do you know that's what apostles have been preaching all this while? What God will use to satisfy your heart, what God will give to you, is depending on your hunger. Those who are eaters, today we eat, tomorrow, everything you want to consume, all your appetite is just after, give me, bless me. God says, this one, you are eaters, I'll give you bread. Do you know what bread is? Bread has become all it can become. If you keep bread for too long, it will decay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Bread has been toasted. It has been, in short, it's only meant for consumption. There are some believers like that. What you hunger for, He'll give to you. But for those who thirst after the true hunger, who hunger after the real riches, they are called sowers. And what God gives to them is what? Seed. I have a sermon to preach, but I'm not preaching. What I did tonight is what God asked me to do, so don't think I don't have what to do. This one, I need to say for somebody to be blessed. And He gives what? Seed to the sower. Those who care to use their life, to invest their life in this generation, until God has become the mark upon the earth for people to follow. He gives them what? Seed. And that's a long sermon. Go to the book of Psalms and see where the Bible says, blessed is the man who goes bearing precious seeds. That even though you are weeping, the end of it is that you are going to go doubtlessly blessed. Seed to the sower. And He gives what? Bread to the eater. You can go and judge. What are you? Are you an eater? Or are you a sower? Amen. Hallelujah. There's something I always do. Don't blame me for that, okay? I've told you this is my own ministry too. I don't have another ministry. This is not just my friend's ministry, it's my ministry. I have monthly seeds that I sow into this ministry. Okay? And I want to sow mine. How many of you came with your seed to sow? Please listen to me. I'm talking about those who are committed to this thing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Those who are committed to it. Don't be moved. Apostle, I've talked so much on this thing. I'm not a money. I don't know how to raise money. Okay? But I know how to push the passion of God, of His kingdom has consumed my heart, that all I want to see, anywhere I go to, anywhere I find myself, wherever I find God working, I want to support it. And how many people are here who say, I broke my seed? Or I have my seed to sow? Apostle, sir, can I have the paper? You know I will do that job, man. I've chanced the work from you today. Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. The meeting's over. So I'm the secretary now. I'm making all the announcements. How many of you are the forms available, sir? How many of you want to pick this form? And you want to sow a seed into Remnant Christian Network? Please give them the forms. My wife first. We sow monthly seeds. Forget that we say give, please just give as the Lord leads you, okay? Give as the Lord leads you. 15,000, 20,000, 10,000, 15, 5, 7, and all of that. Now you will see on that paper mode of payment. There are two ways you can pay in these monies. Okay? There are two ways you can pay in these monies. You can pay into that account you are seeing, that Intercontinental Bank account. You can pay the money into it. If you pay to the bank, please, you see a number there, 080-6927-9.